Now, listen, he goes on now, still talking about this plague of locusts. He says, is not the food cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. No more joy and gladness in the house of God. And I think that one of the characteristics today is I've had the privilege in the past few years of my ministry of speaking all across this country in the great pulpits of this country and practically all of the great Bible conferences. And there's something I've noted and I've checked with other speakers that have a much wider ministry than I do, and they all agree with me. In fact, they've noted it, that there is a sadness today in congregations when they come together, whether it's in a conference or whether in a church. Now, I have found in many places that I go, at the first service, there is an air of expectancy. You can feel it. The air is charged with it. But there's no note of gladness. And one man who's with the FBI down in Florida, he says, I've been watching your method. And I don't think I have a method, but he says I do. He says, I've noted that you get up before a congregation and you slide very quietly and slowly into a funny story to get people in a good humor. And I said, you've noted that? And he said, yes. And he said, I think I know why you do it. He's the FBI, and I sure wouldn't want that fella following me around. But anyway, he said, I think you're doing it because of the fact that there is a low level of joy in the congregations today. And I said, you're exactly right. I said, you've noted something that many of us have noted now for a long time. That joy was gone at that time. And today we have everything, and there's no joy in our services. Now, verse 17. The seed is rotten under their clods. You see, the grain couldn't even come up. Why? Because these locusts, they just gnawed it off right even with the ground. The garners are laid desolate. That is, you can't fill up the granary. The barns are broken down, for the grain is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. You see, a great famine has come to this land. Now listen to him. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. Now, I call this a scorch policy, but it was the locusts, you see. They're the ones, just as if the ground had been burnt off. And verse 20, the beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Now, you see, this is a very terrible, treacherous time in even the animal world, both the animals that are in the barnyard and the animals that are out yonder in the forest. The wild animals are all being affected by this. It is a judgment that has touched all life in that land in that day. And it becomes a picture of a day that's coming. Now, he's going to open next time in chapter 2, and this brings us to chapter 2. He's making it clear that this is the prelude to the day of the Lord. That this is just a little adumbration, just a little miniature, a little picture of that which is yet to come. And he begins the next chapter with, blow the trumpet in Zion. We're going to see the meaning of that. And today, my feeling is that as we teach the Word of God, and that's one of the words that's used for evangelize, kerux is one of the words for preaching today. It actually means to blow a trumpet. And I think that we need to sound an alarm today to this nation. I make no apology for doing it. So until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.